Jesus said what? Number F. The 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated to them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. See Matthew 28-16:20. To main points. The 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated to them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. Some of the 11 disciples were doubtful, and Jesus sent them anyway. Do you ever doubt? And, do you realize that Jesus has sent you, as a Christian, anyway? He sent them, and you and me, on the most important mission of our lives and the second most important mission in all the history of the world. The first most important mission ever was Jesus' mission, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me, and this is the will of him who sent me. That of everything that he has given me I will lose nothing, but will raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. Number 2. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every sickness. Jesus sent out after instructing them, saying, As you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with leprosy, cast out demons, freely you received, freely give. 6 main points. Jesus has sent you out, too. Jesus was sent by the God, his Father. Jesus obeyed, and the world would be changed forever. 3. The 11 disciples were sent by Jesus, they obeyed, and the world has never been the same since. The 11 disciples sent others, and one of those others has sent you, with the same mandate, the same instructions, and the same authority given by Jesus. What are you doing? What is the future the world going forward? Do not acquire gold, or silver, or copper for your money belts, or a bag for your journey, or even to tunics, or sandals, or a staff. For the worker is deserving of his support, and whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and stay at his house until you leave that city. As you enter the house, give it your greeting, if the house is worthy, see that your blessing of peace comes upon it. But if it is not worthy, take back your blessing of, and whoever does not receive you nor listen to your words, as you leave that house or city, shake the dust off your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that city. See Matthew 11. Number 3. The one who receives you receives me, and the one who receives me receives him, God the Father, who sent me. See Matthew 10:40. Try to understand the gravity of Jesus' words when you go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that Jesus has commanded. And behold, I am with you until the end of the age. You are going with the full authority, and in the very presence of Jesus. Selah. Number 4. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to turn a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be the members of his household. Jesus says that he did not come to bring peace on the earth. Let that sink in. So, when you read, Today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army of angels praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people. Don't neglect the final words to this verse. With whom he is pleased, Jesus promises peace to his disciples Christians. But he does not give peace to this world. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor fearful. No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace. Number 5. Points number 1 through number 4 may seem separate thoughts or disconnect sayings of Jesus, but they are connected. Those words are the mission. Those words are the calling. Jesus is calling and sending those who answer him, believe him, follow him, and obey him. Even if you have doubts, Jesus has sent you as a Christian. You are to make disciples and send them to make other disciples. The ones who receives you the gospel message receives him who sent you. You have his presence and his authority until the end of the age. Jesus did not come to bring peace upon this earth, and neither have you. You are bringing the gospel message, Christ crucified, which is a stumbling block and an offense to some. See 1 Peter 2:2-4 to 8. It is fun to go to a comfortable church building and to meet with others, hear the music, attend classes and events. Perhaps you occasionally go on a mission trip or an outreach trip. Maybe your church organization offers perks like Mother's Morning Out, men's or women's Bible studies, golf outing, fishing trips, shopping expeditions, Christmas light tours, etc. It is all good. But what about the 5 points? Are you hearing and doing these 5 points? Also, please, dear ones, let's not be hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Let's be doers of the word, who acts. And we will be blessed in all we do. See James 1:25. Please. Let's pray for one another as that day draws near, that we will be found doing as he has instructed. And we will hear the words, Well done, good and faithful servant, your brother and friend, Mike Young.